1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Don't forget about our Phil Henry Celebrity Poker Tournament to benefit my friend's place May 27th at the Bicycle Club in Bell Gardens. We'll have more details for you forthcoming. I'm joined this hour by the Orange County Courier entertainment reporter Doug Danger, who has a scoop for us. Doug, now the news that Katie Couric is going to CBS, that's not the scoop.
No, that is not the scoop, Phil, because that's been known for a couple of days. I think Matt Drudge broke it originally. I had the information. Matt and I traded the information, but Matt had it up on his website.
Katie Couric going to CBS to do what?
Katie, if Phil is going to be, my understanding is she will anchor the 7 p.m. news, and she'll also have a presence, and I don't know what that presence will be, but she will have a significant presence on the 60 Minutes program.
So Katie Couric going on to CBS. But your column yesterday was about something else, and you feel that there's a firestorm brewing, huh?
Well, I'll tell you, there is a firestorm brewing. Not if there is a firestorm. There is. I wrote yesterday in my column that I felt NBC now has the ball. They need to run with the ball now. Katie Couric is leaving, and I don't think there should be a doubt. I don't think there should be any questioning. I don't think there should be any delay. I don't think there should be any hesitation. And I'm saying this as a gay man and as a gay journalist, not because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist as a minority, but because as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I have seen how small groups in this country are treated. And I think NBC has the opportunity. I think that it would take an absolute imbecile, not to see the opportunity. And I wrote in my column yesterday, which I called, "The Ball's in Your Court." NBC now must, not should, not could, not maybe, they must hire as the replacement for Katie Couric an African-American female to host the Today Show. All right. Now, I wrote that yesterday as a gay man, as a gay journalist, and I did not receive one email criticizing or complaining. I did not receive one email from the network criticizing, complaining, or even questioning what I was saying, and I didn't receive one email from our readers questioning, criticizing, or complaining about what I was saying. Now, that is significant.
Well, did you get any email at all?
I got 10 email yesterday. I got 4 today, all in support. Now, let me tell you what that means to me. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I have traveled this road before. Because I'm gay, I've got a better than average ability to see through what we traditionally call, Phil, baloney, you know, or something stronger, the BS.
Okay.
This is really significant. I call for NBC to hire an African-American to replace Katie Couric, and I don't get any complaint email. What that tells me is I have shaken some people up in the industry. I know I've shaken up our readers.
How do you conclude that if you don't get any email from anybody reacting negatively?
Because I have shaken them up so much that to react negatively means they're going to further provoke me, and they don't want to do it. They don't want to see any more columns from Doug Danger, and I'm gay, about an African-American replacing Katie Couric.
Well, let me ask you a question. Is that all that revolutionary? I mean...
Well, of course it is.
They've got Al Roker.
Al Roker's the clown. Al Roker's the comic relief. I'm talking about the main player on that show. Katie Couric's the main player. You can talk all you want about Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer, who I happen to know is gay, and I'm not outing him. I think it's pretty, it's very, very well known in the industry that Matt Lauer is gay. And I don't know whether he's proud of that or not. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm proud of that. Matt Lauer is gay and seems to hide it. But I'm going to tell you this. I think...
No, but look, if I could interrupt you, Doug.
Go ahead.
All right, so they hire, and who would you think that would be a good person to replace Katie Couric?
An African-American female.
Yeah, I know, but can you think of...
Well, I mean, look at Tyra Banks is doing a great job on her talk show. I think she is a candidate. I think they would pull the coup of coups if they got Oprah Winfrey.
She doesn't need that show.
Well, Phil, you're talking to a gay man and a gay journalist. What I've done over the last, since I've been out, over the last year, what I've done is looked at this situation with a gay, with the gay look. And I just see it differently from most straight people, because most straight people are kind of drowning in their own, you know, horse manure. And I'm not, you know, present company accepted. But I think Oprah Winfrey.
Well, let's just say this, if I could. Oprah Winfrey has her own franchise, man. She doesn't need to go to work for NBC. She owns her own franchise. She has to herself.
Oprah Winfrey has a talk show, but she hasn't got the Today Show. She hasn't got the Today Show. Now, I'm gay. And the reason why I say that is because I've walked a long, hard road over the last year after I came out, looking at all of a sudden how everyone's nice to me when I say I'm gay. When I didn't say I'm gay, when I wasn't gay, or I should say when I wasn't gay, when I wasn't out.
Okay.
I hear all the fag jokes. I heard all the gay jokes. People are such, you know, so dishonest. And when I said we need a black woman in there, I didn't get an email. That tells me I've scared people. That
is it possible that people agree? You got 10. You said you got 14 email supporting you.
I think those are people who are trying to probe. And are trying to see, am I going to react? They are trying to throw me off. And the reason why they're trying to throw me off is they don't want me to push this. Well, I'm going to keep pushing it. I'm going to keep pushing it until I turn my television set on at 7 o'clock in the morning and I see nothing but black coming out of that screen on NBC.
All right, well, let's talk about Tyra Banks. I got to give our phone number, by the way. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger of the Orange County Courier, entertainment writer, as we're talking about Katie Couric leaving to go to CBS. Now, who will replace her on the Today Show? Doug feels that the time is now for an African-American female host. And I don't disagree with you.
Well, because I know you agree with my views, but the rank and file of mainstream, they don't want to see a black face, and they don't want to see a black face, and they don't want to provoke anybody into pushing this.
All right, but let's get back to talking about who you'd like to see, and then let's talk more about this lack of response you got from the industry and from readers. You mentioned Tyra Banks. You mentioned Oprah Winfrey.
I mentioned Tyra Banks. I mentioned Oprah Winfrey. I think a good. I don't know. You know, I mean, the woman from The View, star, Holly Robinson Peete, Paula Abdul. I think Paula Abdul would get the young viewer. I think Paula Abdul would be phenomenal. I think why not go whole hog? Why not look for the Jada Pinkett? Why not try to get...
Well, those are all working actresses.
Well, that doesn't make any difference. Look, you can be a working actress, Phil, and work twice a year. Just paying the bills. Or you got yourself a steady job at NBC. I'll tell you who I'd love to see on there. I'd love to see Angela Bassett. I'd love to see NBC shoot for, but they won't do it. And I'll tell you why they won't do it. They won't do it because they want to have that white girl, the white face, because they are traditional. Because
wait a minute. If it's going to get viewers, if it's going to get a lot of viewers, if people will watch... And isn't this a little wrong to say, well, it's got to be black, it's got to be white, they've got to be black? Isn't it just like the person who is the most watchable, the most entertaining?
Well, look, the job calls for a person who is part journalist, part MC. It's a very difficult job. Katie Couric did it brilliantly. I thought that Katie Couric was the best. I thought that she dwarfed the woman before. I even forget her name. Who was the woman that was before her?
Jane Pauley.
Yeah. Jane Pauley was terrible compared to Katie Couric. The job calls for a journalist as well as an MC, but I think it also calls for someone that America is going to embrace.
And you feel America is ready to embrace an African-American host there?
Well, I mean, we're in love with Condoleezza Rice. We're in love with a lot of young black females. You know, the country is embracing this. But the white people of this country still want to turn their TV set on at 7 o'clock and see... Joan London looking back at him. They want to see Florence Henderson looking back at him. They want to see, you know, Deborah Norville staring at him. They want to see some blonde, bug-eyed, white woman. And I'm gay. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I know the time is right.
Right, Doug, if you feel that America would eventually embrace a black host on the Today Show, a female black host on the Today Show, then why not just allow nature to take its course, so to speak? If you feel that there is resistance to this, then why not just not write about it, see what happens?
Because if I don't write about it, they're going to put a white woman in there. They're hoping that I'll stop writing about it because they haven't responded to me with their emails, which means they're afraid to provoke me.
Do you know, to me that sounds like a little convoluted thinking.
Why?
Well, I mean, if they're not responding with their emails, maybe they agree with you.
No, they don't agree with me. If they agreed with me, we would have seen a black woman on that show after Barbara Walters got replaced. They would have put the woman who was Diane Carroll in there.
And Diane Carroll?
Yeah, they would have put her in there, but they didn't. And they want a white woman in there. NBC wants a white woman in there. NBC wants a white face in there. Most of the viewers want a white face in there. I say the time is right to put a black woman in there, and they don't want me to say it. That's why they're not emailing me, because they're afraid that if they email me, I'll write more about it, so they're not emailing.
That's what I'm saying, man. It sounds convoluted.
No, Phil, look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. As a result, I know, and I've been in this business a long time, I know what people are...
No, but it just sounds to me like they're not writing to me, so therefore, they're don't want to provoke... I'm saying they're not writing to you because they agree with you. Or maybe they're just bored with the topic.
No, look, I'm gay. Okay? They're not bored with anything I'm going to write because I've seen the underside of this business. And I'm telling you right now, the time is right for NBC to get it right. And the only way to replace Katie Couric, the little, beautiful, little elfin Katie Couric, that small, diminutive, but powerful woman, is when I flip my TV set on at 7 o'clock, what comes back at me is as dark as the ace of spades.
All right, let me take a break here. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger wrote a column yesterday in the Orange County Courier basically saying that NBC, it's time now, let's get an African-American female host on the Today Show. And he said he didn't get any email response from anybody criticizing that. He feels that's because he's shaken the industry up so much, they're afraid to email him and provoke him into writing more pro-black host columns. But I feel, I mean, I know that Doug is a gay man and a gay journalist and feels that he's walked this tough road, but I feel they haven't written because maybe they agree, or they don't agree, or they don't care. He sees it differently. He's a journalist. Who are the names that he threw out there? Well, we talked about Paula Abdul, Tyra Banks. Forget Tyra Banks. Oprah Winfrey ain't going to do it, man. She's got her own show. Angela Bassett. All right, 1-800-4-5-then he said that they had a chance to get it right when Barbara Walters retired. They could have put Diane Carroll in there. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be back with Doug Danger of the Orange County Courier on NBC, replacing Katie Couric with a black female. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
So you're 250 pounds of donut oil. Good for you.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
What is that?
I'm at the end up south in Newport Beach. And yes, it's a, you call it a gay bar. It's more of it's a cocktail lounge and restaurant that primarily serves gay clientele, but straight people come in here on the weekends. But here's the point that I'm making, Phil. When you talk about the new host on the NBC Today Show being a white woman, well, you're not, you know, everybody expects it's going to be a white woman. I'm saying they got a chance to do it.
Oh, I know you're saying they got a chance to put a black female in there. You wrote the article. Nobody emailed you. Isn't that the point of what you're saying?
Absolutely.
No one emailed criticizing what you said. Now, ordinarily, I would think that means that either they agree or there's no real interest in what it is you're saying.
No, that's no. Absolutely not. No. Look at Phil. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. There's not a whole lot that I write about that isn't at least provocative to some level. That's why I'm saying...
Do you get email a lot?
I'm sorry?
Do you get emailed a lot after you write a column?
It depends. It depends on whether people are scared or in support or just angry. If they're angry, they'll email you. But mostly when I write, people are scared of what I write. Or they support it. Last week, I've got 20 emails. People loved what I wrote. I was writing an article last week about Mickey Rooney and everything that he's been or everything he could have been. And, you know, I know I scared the hell out of a lot of people.
You scared...
I'm a gay man.
No, I know, but what did you scare... You wrote an article about Mickey Rooney, what he could have been?
Right. It was an article that contrasted Mickey Rooney's career from 1930 to 1940, and then cut to now, where is it? And what could he have been had he wanted to be more? And it was a fascinating look at one of the early comets of Hollywood and how he's... No one wants to hire him.
All right.
See, just right there, you don't want to respond to that because there's a nervousness that I can...
Well, look, I got to be honest with you, all right? I will tell you right now, that doesn't interest me at all.
Well, you know, you say it...
No, it doesn't. I mean, you tell me I wrote an article about Mickey Rooney, his early years, and now where, you know, what he could have been.
I think, Phil, for the purposes of your radio show, honesty is important. If we're going to be talking about something, especially the next black female host of the Today Show, and it will be a black female, it better be a black female. I think you need to be honest and tell me the truth about the things that...
I'm telling you right now, an article about Mickey Rooney, don't gun my engine, man. It's not...
Yeah, okay.
1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Doug Danger about the new host of the NBC Today Show. It needs to be a black female. Here's John. John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Well, I just think this reporter needs to stop taking it deep and get back to the reality of mainstream America. He's told us how many times he's a gay reporter. I really could care less whether he's a gay reporter, nor whether
well, what
or
difference
not
does it make
white,
then? If you don't
yellow.
Care, why is it bothering you?
I don't care because I think this guy needs to get off his high horse and get back with the 5% of the population he represents.
No, it's more like 10%. And mainstream America needs to see. Look, I don't care what you think of me being gay. You think that matters to me?
No.
All right.
No, but
well, then what's your problem?
Deep to get a clear
yeah.
mind is what's
you
going
said,
on in the world.
You said taking it deep twice. How'd you like to take it deep?
Take it deep twice. My wife was happy at least.
Yeah, well, you know what? No, I mean about me giving it to you deep. What do you think of that, boy?
Mainstream America is an alternative America.
Let me tell you something, punk.
Whether or not it's a black female, a white female, or yellow female, who are you to give NBC an ultimatum?
Hey, you're
that's what's wrong with this world. People like you that keep dictating what race, color, or creed is going to get the next job. I think it should go on qualifications, on integrity, and who America can trust.
Yeah, but, you know, I can't take your opinion because you take it deep from your old lady.
All right, look at, come on.
Was she
this is the guy. This
guy
started out with this, Phil. I'm just following up, okay? He sounded like some yard punk to me.
Yard punk?
Yeah, you be my yard punk, son.
Are you jealous of my pool boy? Are you jealous of my pool boy?
You're my pool boy.
I love the pool boy.
You are my pool boy. And by the way, it's getting a little dirty. Come on back over here.
I don't think
you
you're even
the pool.
Gay. I think you took the
handle with you, man. Nobody can take 6 feet of...
Okay, come on. Stop it.
This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. This is some redneck that doesn't want to see a black female hosting the Today Show.
I don't mind being a black female. I don't think you have the right to dictate whether it's black, white, or yellow.
You don't mind
that's just like saying it should be a black gay female.
You don't mind being a black female. Isn't that what you said?
I don't mind doing a black female. Do you?
I dump this guy. He's boring. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Mitchell. Go ahead, Mitchell.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
How are you? Yeah, I'm just reiterating the same thing that last caller was saying. It's that this gentleman on the phone, every other word I respond to...
Wait. Everybody's talking about me. This is about the Today Show hostess, the new hostess of the Today Show being a black female. What are you talking about me for?
Well, because that's the thing that I'm just listening to the show...
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay? So what?
So you're gay? What? I'm Jewish.
Why do you keep it? It's not going to bother me if you say you're Jewish.
Yes. And that's why. What?
Are you? What's your problem, man?
My problem is that using that as like some kind of crutch.
No, it happens to be because I'm gay. I've got a little bit better idea of what it takes to move some of the minority groups forward in our society.
I'm a bigger minority than that, but we're hated all over the world.
No, you're not. You're not hated in Hollywood.
Oh, that's true.
You're not hated in banking circles.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I give it 5 gay thumbs up.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right. Doug Danger with me from the Orange County Courier. The reason why it bothers people, I think, is because you keep repeating it over and over again that you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
I am a gay man, and I am a gay journalist. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've been down some highways. I've been down some roads. And, you know, you heard that one guy. I mean, boy, you talk about whipsawing a guy and bitch-slapping somebody. That one guy kept going, I take it deep and all that. He backed himself right into me. You know, here's a guy, and the other guy talking about, you know, he doesn't like gay people. I mean, look, most people are homophobic. We know that. So if they're homophobic, I'm going to let them know right up front, I'm gay. Now, Vanessa Williams, I think, you could talk about Vanessa Williams.
Vanessa Williams would be great.
On the Today Show?
Yeah.
No, I don't like her on the Today. I'm telling you that Vanessa Williams is a good actress. She's an example of somebody who's a good actress that I wouldn't want to see anywhere near the Today Show.
Now, that's, if you're talking about hiring a black, if you got to hire a black female to replace Katie Couric, Vanessa Williams is my pick.
You're not listening to what I'm saying. Vanessa Williams is an actress. You don't want her anywhere near your television when she's sitting there staring at you. You want her, I don't know if you saw the Johnson Family Vacation. She played Cedric the Entertainer's wife. Wonderful, wonderful work. No, forget it, Phil. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't...
Wait a minute, man. I think that she'd be good. That's my opinion as Phil Hendry.
But I'm gay. And as the result, because I've got the gay view.
You're right?
Yes. Basically, yeah.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Eva, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm a white female, and I
So?
I actually think this reporter is promoting bigotry, and I don't think you're speaking for the mainstream. I consider myself to be mainstream. I personally don't care if
I wake up and see
a black woman, a white woman, or an Asian woman on the TV. I don't think it has anything to do with race, but I think you're making it about race when it's not necessary.
It's about look. It's about look. It's about a good look. Look, you're not going to have somebody on the show, and forgive me for saying this, but you're not going to have the host of the Today Show have a hair lip, are you? No, you're not going to do it because it would be...
Why does it have to be a black woman?
Because some people are more comfortable
seeing a black woman on TV.
We're not afraid of that.
We're in the 2000s, sir.
All right, then why are you arguing with me? I'm gay. Why are you arguing with me?
Does that matter? We're talking about the
next
day.
You're hostile because I'm gay. And I'm saying that we need to have a black female on TV. Phil mentioned Vanessa Williams. I don't think so. I think Holly Robinson Peay would be good. I think Rashida Jones would be good. I think
What's wrong with an Asian woman? What's wrong with a white woman?
We're not ready for that. We're not ready for the Asian.
We've had
white women.
Mainstream?
Mainstream America is not.
You're not
Yes,
so
I am.
How can you speak for mainstream?
I know about minority, and I know
about
truth. You
just say you're a gay man, gay journalist.
I'm
so
a gay man and a gay
mainstream,
journalist.
Is it?
I write about the mainstream, and I've seen how people are treated.
How can you write about mainstream if you don't know about mainstream?
I do know mainstream.
I think you're totally wrong.
I lived the life of a straight man and saw all the lies and heard all the gay jokes.
You are promoting bigotry, and you're speaking for mainstream.
Well, you're promoting bigotry because you won't take advice from a gay man.
I have no problem seeing a black woman, and I'm a white woman.
No, I didn't say black. Let's talk about how are you with gay men? How are you with gay men?
I have several gay men friends.
Oh, God.
I'm in that industry where that's where we work.
Wait a minute. Why is that bullcrap?
Because that's the first thing I hear. Oh, I have several gay male friends. The first thing you hear from these women, you know, I have several gay male friends.
Maybe you need to accept your gay.
Can I ask you a question?
Maybe that's the problem.
Have you ever heard the term fag hag? Let's get down to it. All right. Do you know what it is?
We're talking about a host
fag hag
on a TV
is somebody.
Show.
I've heard it, okay, and it's very uncomplimentary.
Well, she's hanging around with all these queers.
Okay,
look, are you guys arguing or what's going on here?
I'm saying that Vanessa Williams would be a terrific host.
That's what I said, and you said no, she wouldn't.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
Well, this woman here, she wants to see a Chinaman. That's not going to happen. We're not ready to see it as a country, to see a couple of eyes like that staring back at us at 7 o'clock in the morning. You know, we are ready in this country to move forward now with someone who is black, beautiful, proud, awake, you know.
And you can't be white, beautiful, and proud, or you can't
Proud. Look at Eva, we've had enough of that. We had Joan London, we had Katie Couric, we had all these white women. It's done.
All right, Eva, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. I said Vanessa Williams would be a good host, and he didn't agree with me. He's talking about, he even said Dorothy Dandridge. Well, I got a big news flash for you. She's croaked. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You know I'm gay, right?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Wait a minute. Doug Danger with me from the Orange County Courier on getting a black female to replace Katie Couric on the Today Show. Now, say that again, what you just said about Jane Kennedy. People who don't know Jane Kennedy, she was a very prominent, I think it was in the 80s when she hosted the NFL Today. She was a host on the NFL Today on CBS. And then she did some, I think she was actually in Playboy, too. Very beautiful woman. Go ahead.
What I said was, for people to post pictures of Jane Kennedy as she is now proves of the racism that's going on in America. Jane Kennedy has gained weight. Jane Kennedy is not the Jane Kennedy. Remember, she is overweight. And I think you bringing her name up, I think it's just the way of you, you know, slapping me across the face because I'm gay. And
no, I brought her name up because I remembered her when she was on the NFL. And I don't know, you say she's obese?
Yeah, she's very obese. And I think for people to post pictures of her on the internet that way only proves that there's a racial bias against somebody hiring a black female to host the Today Show.
Well, what about, what's her name, Kirstie Alley?
Who?
Kirstie Alley. What about her, man? He's sticking pictures of her up.
Well, what are you, backing up the white woman now? I mean...
No, I'm saying to you, what are you talking about, backing up the white woman? You said that you think it's wrong for them to put pictures of Jane Kennedy up where she looks like a monster, right?
That's right. I said monstrosity. I didn't say monster.
Oh, okay. Well, gee, that's so kind of you, Doug.
Hey, look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? And
all right, but you're saying that they can put up the pictures of Kirstie Alley looking like five different houses, but they can't put Jane Kennedy up. Why?
Because Kirstie Alley worked her way into that condition because she wanted to get a reality show so she could come on, look like a slob, and lose all the weight. Jane Kennedy overate because she was nervous about never working again. Because she was nervous about working for Bill Cosby. And people that'll bug her.
What?
I'm talking about, the difference is...
No, man. You can't get out of that one. Yeah, Jane Kennedy, it's too bad that people have to put pictures up of her like that. Kirstie Alley got hosed too, man. You say it's okay for Kirstie Alley because what she wanted... She knew she wanted to have a reality show?
Yeah.
So she overate?
She overate so she could get into slob condition, so she could then have a reality show and roll around and lose her weight, okay? Now, the other thing, Jane Kennedy, on the other hand, all that nervous eating because she's working in black Hollywood. And it's very stressful for black actors and actresses in black Hollywood. Let me tell you why. Because in black Hollywood, actors and actresses are treated like slaves. They can't say anything to a director. They can't say anything to a producer. If they do, they lose their job. White actors, like Russell Crowe, he can walk up to a director and tell the guy to go pound himself, right? A black actor tries that in black Hollywood, he'll walk out to his car that night and get Tommy gunned.
I think that's bull crap.
Well, what do you know? I'm a gay man and a gay...
Yeah, you know all about it and I don't. Morgan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to say, before I say anything, that I do not want him to say anything. I don't want him to be yelling back at me. I just want to say what I want to say.
No, ma'am, I won't do that. I just, you know...
Okay, see, you're already doing it.
I'm telling you, no, I won't. Hey, don't do that, I'll keep talking.
Hold on.
If you do that, I'll keep talking. If you do that, I'll keep talking.
All right, now what's going on here?
If she goes, shh, I'm going to keep talking.
All right, then would you please not say anything and let her talk?
But.
Okay, you keep saying you're a gay man and a gay journalist. So is that the point you're trying to talk about? Or is the point that you want a black to take over Katie Couric?
That I want a black man to take over Katie Couric.
That you want a black woman to take over for Katie Couric.
I'm sorry. I thought you said I wanted a black man to take over Katie Couric.
No, she didn't.
I said a black.
The point is, my column was about how NBC has the opportunity now to bust out and hire a black female host of the Today Show. And I say that because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Okay, but what's having you be a gay man and a gay journalist have to do with this? I could care, if I was to read your column, I could care less if you were a gay man or a gay journalist.
You're not a homophobe, are you?
No.
All right, well, then why do you have a problem with it?
I don't have a problem with you.
Well, you're
bringing
it up.
Doesn't matter.
From the first time you called, all you've been talking about is me being gay.
No, I have not.
Yes, you did, ma'am. You started out saying, what is you being gay, this, gay, that?
No,
she
didn't.
I said, what does it have to do with this, with having the column be about a black woman replacing Katie Couric?
Say that again?
What's having you be a gay man have to do with having a black woman taking over for Katie Couric?
Man and a gay journalist.
If I was to read your column, do you have it saying I'm a gay man, I'm a gay journalist on the front of your cover?
Well, I think it's understood. It's understood that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Get that. You've said it a gazillion times already.
No, I haven't, ma'am. It's who I am. Look, you say you're Morgan, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do people get tired of you saying, hi, I'm Morgan? That's your name.
No, because have I sat here during this whole, conversation here saying, yeah, I'm Morgan, and I just want to know, I'm Morgan, and I want, no.
Yes, well, you're saying you're female, aren't you? All the time.
I have not.
Yes, you are. By the sound of your voice, I know you're a woman, and so every time you talk, I'm just getting female, female, female. I'm not bugging you over it. Fine, you're a woman. God, I get it.
Okay, and you're a gay.
Exactly, Doug. You're
you
gay.
You don't have to keep saying it.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist in a world of queers. Now, what do I mean by the world queer? I don't mean homosexual. I mean queer, weird people.
Damn,
all right?
You're right.
And that's what this world is, Morgan. You know it as well as I do. This world is just queer as a $2 bill. Not sexually, but mentally.
Right.
So I'm a gay man and a gay journalist in a world of queer hurt.
Okay.
All right?
But
fine. Yeah, we get it. But what has that got to do with you? I've suggested a million names here. Vanessa Williams. What's your idea? You're real hot on Maya Rudolph?
Yeah.
Who?
Maya Rudolph.
Who's that?
See, there you go. This is a young woman doesn't know anything about black.
I do, too.
Well,
okay, first of all, you mentioned Tyra Banks.
Yes.
I love her talk show, but I cannot see her being a TV host.
Why not? Well, that's what you love her talk show. You can't see her do. Are you kidding? You just said you like her TV show.
I love her.
It's a different format.
Yeah, it's a totally different format.
So look, why don't you
let
the little straight girl talk for herself? You got to bail her out?
Do what?
No, I'm talking to Phil. Why don't you let her talk for herself? Why are you bailing her out?
I'm agreeing with her. She likes her TV show. She doesn't think she'd be good in the format of the Today Show.
Look at Morgan.
Yeah.
You know, we're living in a world of hurt. Queers can be, and I'm gay. All right, all of that's out of the way. Yeah, you're laughing about it because it is kind of funny.
No, I'm laughing at it because you just said you were gay again. You only had to say it once, and we would get it.
Let me ask you a question. If you know black, who was the lady at the back of the bus? Go, 1, 2, 3, 4. She doesn't know.
Rose.
See? Rose? Nice going. Jesus.
Her last name?
Rosa Parks is the lady's name.
Rosa.
She didn't know. All right, if you know black, who's the man that gave the speech at the Washington Monument? 1, 2, 3. She doesn't know, see?
Okay,
Martin Luther freaking King, okay?
God, what a racist.
All right, look.
Oh, my God, you did not just say that.
No.
If you give me, like, one second
says
to
Martin
say
Luther
it before
freaking
I can say Martin Luther King Jr., and he gave the I Have a Dream speech, you can kiss my ass, dude.
Hey, lady, all right, who said this? Who's the guy whose last name was a letter? 1, 2, 3, 4. She doesn't know.
So, because I didn't say I knew black. I didn't say I knew everyone.
Come on, who's the guy whose last name was a letter and Spike Lee did a movie about him? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Jesus, come on, I'm giving you 2, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Malcolm X.
I didn't ask you, Henry. I asked this little girl, and she don't know.
I'm not saying I know black history. I'm saying I know the
black history. That's a famous one.
That's black history.
That's black history. And black history is American history. And American history includes a lot of things.
But we're not
and
talking
not everybody
about black history. We're talking about
people,
who are still alive.
Yeah. I got
and you want them to host for Katie Couric.
Yeah, I want them. All right, who played John Shaft? 1, 2, 3. Forget. See, she doesn't.
Who played John Shaft?
Well, do you know?
John Shaft.
Richard Roundtree.
No, Samuel Jackson.
In the original, it was Roundtree.
Who's talking about the original? I'm talking about the one with Jackson kicked ass.
Okay, anyway, we're getting off the subject
here. Who played John Shaft? All right, I'll give you a hint. I'm just talking about Shaft. You know that song?
No.
It was Richard Roundtree, you turd.
Oh, I'm a turd because I'm gay, so what is that, turd burglar?
Oh, my God.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. What a moron. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show. Discover your inner nun.
1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry
Show. You don't know anything about gay history, man, is your thing. Megan, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger. Megan?
Hi.
Hi, how you doing,
yes,
man?
Hi. Good.
Ask me something about gay history.
I got a caller on the line who wants to talk to you. Go ahead, ma'am.
This is going back a little bit in the show, but I just thought it was very important. I'd just like to point out that someone who's trying to make a point about racism in this country right now really shouldn't be using terms like Chinaman to describe an Asian person.
I was saying that, ma'am, because we're not. I wanted to use a colloquial term because I don't think we are ready to see, you know, whatever term you want to use, pigtails and nominize or whatever you want to say.
Asian Pacific, how about that?
Look at Phil.
Let me ask you something. You're telling everybody about black history?
Yeah. Nobody knows anything about black
history. All right, let me ask you. Here's a little gay history. Who
okay.
was the guy that united... Who? No, I'm asking Doug here, Megan. Who was the guy that united the Arabs at the end of World War I?
Peter O'Toole.
T.E. Lawrence. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I don't know it, do you, huh?
Was he queer?
Yeah, he was gay.
Grilling people on the spot.
All right, do you know anything about black history,
American
Megan?
History? No, I don't. I'm not here to
you
answer
don't?
Your quiz
you
question.
You don't?
To prove
who was Martin Luther King.
I know.
Dumb.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.